Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, little children, dogs and cats, welcome back to another rousing rendition of the Brethren Podcast. And we back with Just a Slice. I got Miss Alicia Brandon of HBCU Pets and Mr. Deshaun Wells of D Wells Consult with me. And how y'all doing today first, by the way?
I'm outstanding.
Stupendous.
Man, oh man, I ain't heard that word in a minute. Stupendous. I wanted to kind of continue the conversation we had about collaboration in lieu of recent events that we don't have to fully delve into. But, you know, in typical Bridger fashion, before we start, I will raise a glass and a toast to a wonderful conversation being had, gems being dropped. So,
yes, sir.
Cheers. But we talked about the power of collaboration. We talked about the four different types of collaboration styles, and personal and business relationships. And I think we did a great job of, you know, laying down the different types, facilitating collaboration, the importance of it, and, you know, building professional relationships, all of that good stuff. But like I said, in lieu of recent events, I definitely want to take a look at knowing when to get out of collaborations and when, in some cases, not to even get into collaborations. I think we kind of a little bit touched on the risk of collaboration, but I wanted to really hone in on it.
I really can't believe you're doing this right now, man. I know what this is, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, but this is, you know, I want to talk about it because, you know, there are risks involved with collaboration.
Let's flush it out because.
Hey, but I want to preface the conversation by saying every collab ain't kosher.
No. And we found that out. Okay, Alicia, he doing it, so I'm gonna do it. So anybody that knows me for the past, call it 15 years, me and AJ been doing business together, and we don't have no problems, no issues, because there's a basic level of respect on the surface that says if AJ says no, it's no. If I say no and I can't, you know, get AJ to be comfortable, the answer is no. We just don't do it. We recently had a situation where a very lucrative opportunity presented itself to us. My God, this is hard to say.
Also, that respect is layered with integrity.
Yes,
there's a bit of alignment in terms of morals and principles that all of us are intertwined with. That's why we work well. We work well together. But I'll help you say it the right way.
Please help, bruh, man.
There was an opportunity arose to make something that we've been trying to make happen for a long time happen, and it's something that is beneficial to not us individually, but
it's communal.
Everyone communally, collectively, all of that. But another party was introduced into the equation to possibly help make these dreams come true, but there was an eagerness to collaborate, an urgency to collaborate even, and also a misalignment of ideals, we'll say, you know. I'm not going to say the integrity wasn't there, but from the outside looking in and from the inside looking at the mirror, the integrity wasn't all the way there. It wasn't all the way live, like they say down in Florida. So the risks involved, but we talked about all this collaboration and how amazing it is. And sometimes, you know, those risks might be overlooked because you're just so eager to collab. Like me and Alicia, we both have apparel brands. And I've had, I don't know about you, Alicia, but I've had several other apparel brands that, you know, are owned by, you know, associates or whatnot, that we've wanted to do collab. They wanted to do collabs. And I'm always open. That's the one thing. I'm always open to collaboration, but that don't mean that I'm going to accept them all, because things happen. People are people. Like somebody we know say, people be peopling. And it wasn't always there. But DJ, I'll let you finish it now that I've cleaned it up. The integrity wasn't all the way there. And the morals and principles, the urgency, the eagerness to collab just kind of threw up some red flags. Like, hold on, hold on.
I guess
why we need to do this collab within the next 24 hours is a question that we have.
I guess I'll put it like this. The reason why me and you work well together, again, is trust. But I have a high level of respect for your opinion and what that means to not only my life and business, but to my family, right? So you have to put all of these factors into the equation. Alicia, I don't really invite people to my house. Unless it's a family function, you're not coming to my house. We're not doing it. I got a business meeting at the crib, wife gone. AJ's on the phone. AJ is sending me emails about the people that are sitting in my house. Okay? And I'm saying this in this voice, in this tone, so you can know how serious it is. What I am reading is not what I want to be reading. AJ is like, yeah, who you think you got your house and who got your house? Imagine taking funds from, so this goes into the vetting process when you talk about collaboration. You can be funded. You better be appropriately funded because you can find yourself in a situation that could legally come back on you if you don't understand who you're in business with.
Ooh, protection and collaboration.
Man, listen, I did not know you was going to bring this up.
I think it's important because also on the flip side of that too, like I said, this is something that we've talked about for years at this point. You know, we all know about this idea. We're all on board with this idea. But even with it being something that we've collectively talked about for years, there could be an eagerness on our side where we just so ready to get it done. Yeah. And we make the mistake of not properly vetting who we're entering into partnership, who we're collaborating with. And like we've talked about partnership and collaboration on previous episodes. And I think we also, you know, try to come at things from a very positive and informative viewpoint.
I think where you're going is risk and reward. Because,
yeah.
You know, the risk and reward, you got to weigh that. And look, you're your brand. You're your own brand. And whoever you associate yourself with speaks volumes about you, right? And so you vote with your connections, you vote with your time, you vote with your money, you vote with your energy. When people look at who you're connected with, the first thing they're going to do is evaluate you. And I think this was a huge lesson that just because it can get done doesn't mean that it needs to get done in that way. And I think that was unfortunate in nature, but it was a huge lesson for us because, I mean, do we want this idea to come to fruition? For sure. It's just hard to say yes to certain situations, and because of you, now I will say because of you. My eyes were open to things that I may have overlooked because of the urgency to get things done, bro.
But even in looking at it from that aspect too, that's the power of collaboration in itself. Just doing part of the fact that we are collaborating on an idea, it right. Lends to the vetting process itself. It's so nuanced a layer to the point. It's like you have to collab to get things accomplished. Let's make no mistake about it. I think we kind of talked about it in the previous episode where we were, you know, we made sure to note that nobody's really done anything on their own. You had to collab and partner with people to get to somewhere, even if it's just on the basic transactional business level. That in itself is a collaboration and a partnership.
No, I follow you on that.
This is what I'm saying is that is because we're collabing, it lended us the ability to properly vet. Because not to say about you, like, you could have been blinded or urgent in the sense of, okay, let's get this done. Now, granted, this whole process and this idea takes a lot of time and effort and, you know, certifications and you know approvals. You know, it's a real process.
Yeah,
Yeah,
laws
it's not
changing.
something that would happen overnight in itself anyway. But because we are collabing on it, we were able to properly vet and get opinions from multiple points of views to where, you know, even because how the entity was introduced was a personal introduction for you because you have a personal relationship with the person, not the person being introduced, but the people that introduced them. I have zero connections with them other than through you.
I
So now
think
I'm coming from an, you know,
so.
from a different standpoint.
So, bro, I'm gonna say this to you, and I think that that was helpful because there's nothing but facts from your perspective. Like, hey, I'm going, it's a fact-based thing, and I think that oftentimes when we are in business with each other or we're trying to do business with each other, we force it. You don't need to force, you need to organically have things grow. I think Alicia talked a little bit about this in a previous episode where she was saying, "Man, I rarely ask for help because I ain't trying to force nobody to do nothing. So when you show up for me, I know it's real."
And I did,
It's
I
real.
wanted to ask, I wanted to bring Alicia in on that part too, of, 'cause you know, we always talking about, you know, personal and business, but I know specifically, and 'cause we call Alicia the chief connections officer, you know, that entails that role entails a lot of collaboration on many different levels. But I definitely wanted you to speak to in previous positions of, because I know at least one of your previous positions, collaboration was a very high necessity for you. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely.
And so I just wanted you to speak on your experience of collaborating, but more importantly, focusing on your process of vetting
So
collaborators.
I feel like collaborating on your job is kind of like forced. A lot of times you don't have a choice but to collaborate with said individuals, right? And you know, anytime you're dealing with people, you're dealing with different energies, different personalities, right? So you're more it seems like you're forced to, I guess, adapt to that. Might be a lot of hand holding, biting your tongue, so on and so forth. But I think comes to like your own business, you have a lot more autonomy, a lot more responsibility to make the right decisions, right? You pick the people. You know, you're aware, more aware of like the red flags. Like Destry mentioned, the guy had a sense of urgency, right? And then which I want to know, put the question back on y'all, like what made your spidey senses tingle, AJ, to say, let me look this guy up because something ain't right here, you know, outside of the sense of urgency and just trying to throw money at it. Like, what else was it, or was that it?
It really was that, because you know what the idea is, and I'll be transparent with everybody that listens. We have been talking about the idea of creating a chartering a credit union for years at this point. And it is a very doable concept, and but it is actually a process. It's, you know, it's not a bank credit union. There's a distinct difference. If you don't know, look it up. But it is a seemingly straightforward and simple process. It is not easy, it is simple. But it literally does not happen overnight. It could take you from 6 months to a couple of years to do it. It literally depends on collaborating with the right people, capital, obviously, and paperwork. But it was literally the urgency of, like, well, you know, here's the other thing. This idea was planted in like 2018, maybe a little bit before that. And so I immediately started doing research, look it all up. And initially, from the NCUA, National Credit Union Administration or Association Administration, the manual says that you need between $100,000 to $250,000 to start a credit union. So DJ, you know, was talking to this entity and was, you know, just giving them a little bit of background, and they were like 250, That's fine. No problem. Not really a red flag. But in once I'm introduced to the conversation, I'm above board 100%, and I'm just letting them know, hey, real quick, because DJ put it back out there. I was like, hey, just real quick, so everybody understands, you know, with inflation and updated guidelines, it now, you know, starts the range of about 500,000, and the entity immediately says, oh, no problem. So all of us have dealt with high net worth individuals before. Anytime we're talking about a sum of that amount, 100,000 and up, maybe 50,000 and up, depending on the net worth of those individuals. And I've dealt with people that have a lot. It's never a, that ain't no problem, and it's whatever. Unless you just got that kind of relationship and they just want to blow money. Just like, whatever you need, I don't care, here. Boom, get out of my face. Nah, it don't work like that. It's, let me see your plans. Let me see your projections. Let me see the ROI. There's a lot of key words that aren't being mentioned. And it's just like, it's whatever. And so it was the urgency, but the urgency just tuned me in to seeing, okay, wait. Nobody that we've ever had this conversation with has just been like 100% gung ho. It's like, that's an amazing concept. Let's talk more on it. And it's, you know, but you got to get other people involved.
Let me say this. Here's something that, like, as I'm reflecting and I'm thinking about, we also don't have people that believe in us like that, and we have to balance belief and capabilities.
Ooh, wait a minute. I want that to be reset, because I received it in a way that I don't even know if you meant it, but other people don't. Because there's a meme that floats around where they, you know, yeah, that people are always talking about, we expect and desire support from our immediate circle, and a lot of times it may not come from that space in the way that we want it. My mama don't buy a bunch of LaFlight shirts, but she still gonna tell people that that's my shit. You did? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She gonna support, but I may expect her to just buy me out.
I don't have a dog, but every time I go to the dog walking park across the street from my house, I'm like, hey, ABC pet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm plugging every time. That's what we do.
Exactly.
But I don't think that we are accustomed, and this is for all the business owners out there. I'm not telling you to say yes. I'm telling you to challenge it and make sure it's right for you. But the fact that this entity was willing to say, hey, man, I believe in your idea, that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And part of my urgency was, man, I got somebody that look like me, that believe in me. We could get this done.
Because most of the time when you initially introduce that idea of that something that's of that magnitude, most people are going to be like, you want to do what?
Hey, right. But most people are not liquid enough to do what they were willing to do. And again, but then you have to not be greedy. You need to know a good deal from a great deal. What is it going to cost you reputationally?
I think a lot of what we look for too is instant. We look for instant, and I'm gonna share this too. This just randomly popped in my mind. I was talking to another friend of mine. He's an artist, and somebody that I kind of, you know, somebody that I respect. Family man, fellow Tuskegee alum, and we were talking about LaFlight, and I was like, man, I'm stuck. He was like, man, I'm gonna tell you my honest opinion. He was like, can I be honest? He was like, man, when I go to the site, he was like, I see so much that I get lost, and it was because my method of creativity, like I'm creating so much because it's the idea is there. Like I'm creating, like an idea comes, I create it and I drop it. Y'all know, y'all follow it. Like when a new t-shirt comes out, when a design comes out, that's literally because I thought of it, I created it, and I spit it out because I have to get rid of it. And I was like, I felt like I was like vomiting out ideas. Like I had like, it's like whenever it hits, I'm it and I can't hold it. I have to purge it all out. That's why I create a design as soon as I think of a creative and I release it. And he was like, man, you just got to really focus in. Cause he was like, you know, I didn't know whether it was some for Tuskegee Airmen or whether it was for Tuskegee or whether you could, because it was like everything got lost. Like you've got a point. So it just helped me reflect, but it was like, it helped me understand that instant gratification that entrepreneurs that we want, like we want what we got, our ideas to catch on instantly. And if it doesn't, when somebody comes along ready to collab and there's an instant element added to it, you ready to hop on it. But it's like, this ain't the time for that to happen. Or this ain't the collab that you need to make it happen. As bad as you want it right now, this really ain't it. And being able to have discernment and awareness in business and personal relationships is, I don't even know the word. I'll say paramount because we use that a lot. And it sounds big and it sounds grand.
Man, I'm gonna give you a no ditty before I start.
I know it was supposed to be one back there.
Yeah, definitely.
It was supposed to, it was
right. you really going crazy right now.
It was
now.
like two or three sentences back. Yeah.
No, that's cool, man. No, I know what you're saying.
We'll do it in post. Yeah. Not really.
No.
But no, I definitely I wanted to for Alicia to bring that point up.
Can I ask a direct question to Alicia, because I feel like she's best equipped to answer this, because I think this is something that this would be the type of conversation that I would actually call Alicia and be like, hey, let me ask you your opinion. Me and you, we could argue. We already know. We can't break the tie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could argue about whatever. But I think that for a lot of us, especially as male entrepreneurs, we really need to spend more time being more emotionally intelligent and plugging in with the women in our lives so that they are available to us. When they say no, you better listen.
I play with my wife all the time because I have zero sense of decor, presentation type, because I'm straightforward.
It's a sixth sense. It's a sixth sense.
Yeah. And
you asked an important question earlier. You said, what was it that made you have some unreadiness? I was looking for every reason to be like, yes. I was looking for, and I'm telling AJ every reason to say yes. He like, hey, nah, this ain't it.
But you know who did?
There is a...
Your wife did.
She walked.
And watch, but you let me know that, and then that cue, because I was like,
yeah.
If E says something.
I didn't even tell Lisa that. Yeah, she walked right in. Again, walked right in. It was just like, nah, this ain't it.
Wow, because of his energy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, y'all better at that. We over here counting money. You're like, this ain't going to work for you.
Recognizing it and, you know, like being able to say, as bad as I really want this right now, this just ain't it. But which one of those feelings is going to overtake? That's why you gotta have that collab with it. It's like, who else can I bring this?
We're talking about collaboration. I think that we need to also start from a base level. Collaboration starts in your house. So if Alicia and her guy are not on the same page, if, you know, me and E or you and Shan, we're not on the same page, that trickles into business as well. Like, you got to be on the same page. Like, you got to run your house like a business too.
Right. If the energy at the house is off, I'm going to work and I'm there, but I ain't there because I'm still thinking about, you know, we've all been there. We have an argument and then you think of the best shit to say later on. And so now you at work, now I'm at work the whole day, like, I should have said this. And I should have brought up this too, because if I'd have brought up that, then she was gonna bring up that, and then I'd have been able to make this point, and then it would have ended it.
Still gonna lose, man. At the end
of course, of course, because now I've had a whole unproductive day.
Her feelings are more important than anything else.
Doc ain't here, but what Doc say? People are more important than things.
Man, people are more important than things, but I realize that my wife's feelings are more important than the facts of the situation.
Ooh, like, shit. I'm sorry.
Dead serious. You already know how I am. Hey, give me the facts. Man, she don't care about that.
It's emotional.
So as me and my don't you send this to your boyfriend.
Listen.
Would you say?
As it relates to collaboration, though, I'm willing to give that up in hopes that she will acknowledge some facts. Now, in hopes, I have no expectation that she does it or she doesn't. There's no punishment. I just hope
is an expectation, because faith is all things hope.
No, faith.
Faith is all things hoped for. So if you out here hoping for, you know,
validation, a better way, I follow you. You right. I can see
you
it.
A better way
to say it is this: I am going to do what I'm going to do anyway, because she deserves it. But I am also saying that because I know that her feelings are more important than the facts that I have. If it's not detrimental to me, then why am I not? I'm not plugging into that shit.
Let's apply that, because her feelings said, "Hey, this ain't right." But the facts was,
boy,
the entity had money. The facts was, we got a project that need money. The facts say the time is now and here because we are all money. Present.
Yeah.
But the feelings said, "Hey, man, that in itself is the value and importance of having emotional intelligence."
He said, "No,
discernment."
Not right now.
Because look, if we pulling out a straightforward bureaucratic checklist, a lot of boxes was checked without research. Now, upon further review, there were several boxes that had to be unchecked.
Replay official, my
guy. Hold on. Let's challenge that.
AJ is sending me PDFs.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey, this will at your house, bro. Go get it."
But also, you know what I'm saying? This is something else that I want to point out, because this rolls into so many different topics, but the complacency of collaboration as well, where you just kind of rest on your morals, laurels? Rest on your laurels of just like, "Oh, this collab is working," and just let it kind of autopilot. And then, you know, being able to check those collaborations and revamping them, or understanding that, hey, it's ran its course. But, you know, we've collabed on many of things, and a lot of it works. We've collabed on things and it didn't quite pan out. But it's not being caught up in the fact that it either works or it doesn't. It's the value of the resources of this collaboration. And that's not to, you know, diminish anything to something tangible, but the value of your integrity plus my integrity, your values plus my values, your morals plus my morals, principles of the entire group and our ecosystem of people
You bring up a great point, because I think the way that we got to the table on all of this was the experience. I use the word experience that I had with another business partner, where it was a horrible mishap. The situation didn't pan out at all, but we protected each other, and we were we kept a high level of integrity, and we took care of everybody else that needed to be taken care of. And you know, look, we walked away at zero. We broke even,
but
nobody could ever say.
And y'all still friends?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just because, you know, the collaboration is no good doesn't mean that you can't still have a different kind of relationship or friendship or, you know, a partnership in some other way.
I got a question for you, Alicia. What made you say yes to the collaboration of joining this round table?
Not that we not all outside all the begging that we did.
Yeah.
Really? Y'all did not have to beg me.
Aside of the slick, just like, hey, you wanna come interview again?
Right. I didn't realize I was being interviewed. That's for one.
It was just like the energy read, it was like, I was like, DJ. Mm-hmm. I think after the first one, me and DJ was like, man, we need to just
she gotta
be on there.
And it wasn't even on my radar to like become a part of the crew. You know what I mean? I would just come in to talk my shit and had a great time. I think I did it twice before y'all invited me? Or was it once and then I came back again and then finally joined like that?
I think it was twice. Because you got two cocktail combos.
Gotcha. So I believe in a brand. That's one. I know y'all, you know, I know that y'all are good people. So that's leaning into the integrity. And I felt like it was something that I could put my brand on.
I respect that. I like that. Like DJ said, it was literally like 2 years of just like, man.
Yeah, bro. But I got a follow up for you though, because see, people don't really know, because she's super, I don't know why she's this humble, but I be catching little shit. She don't even do the humble brag. It's almost like, I don't know what's less than a brag, because she don't even do it.
No, bro, this is what I knew. People were saying Alicia's name to me, and I didn't know who she, I knew who she was, but I didn't, like, because we didn't hang out at school, but like, people were saying your name to me, like, hey, you need to talk to her. Or me and her talking, and we working on this, and I'm like, oh, she must be the one who do it all.
She's been a connection officer for forever, bro.
Yes.
For forever. And for me, honestly, Alicia, like this is your flowers today. I was like, man, I hope she'll do it. I hope she'll come and provide a female perspective or speak for the ladies, or, you know, have a voice for the audience.
I was just gonna keep telling her to come back and do cocktail convos. If she was gonna be like, no, not for real. I'd be like, all right, well, you know, whatever you're available, like, you just gonna keep coming back then. Like,
they're gonna interview you into perpetuity, is what
basically. Like, what you doing now? Every month, we get this our time for our monthly update from Alicia.
Alicia owns a part of this franchise. Like, when we really get to it, and you know, we'll figure it out at some point, but like we said, timing. But man, I think it's important to have that representation, because who speaks to my wife?
It's coming.
Like, yeah, go ahead. I was like, I was like, I got tired of hearing you and Doc's deep ass voice all the time, so I was like,
listen. Up a bit, huh?
Yeah, can the altos and the sopranos get something?
we can figure out a day of the month to have International Women's Day anytime, man. You know, she busy, but I could co-host. We could start getting the ladies on. You know, we got my shout out to my man Cousin Ned for Cousin Ned's Corner, but he does when my sister wins, we win. So Alicia she gotta jump on there too. You know what I mean? So
we gotta
big up that space.
You missed the end of the meeting yesterday. Me and Alicia, we working on some stuff too.
I can't stand you, man.
We just got a hold, but then here's the last piece we'll talk about, then we'll get up out of here.
The answer
accountability. No, it wasn't a question like that. It was the accountability within collaboration.
I know, and you're not asking permission, because you're gonna do what you want to do anyway.
No, it's purely about having accountability within collaborations. Just as, you know, like being able to have the freedom within a collaboration to say, hey, this may or may not be working, and nobody is emotionally hurt by, like Alicia said, where, you know,
I don't think we have that as a group. And I think that's part of the tourist mentality that we have around here. Although you are out,
you said the tourist mentality.
The tourist mentality.
All right, that'll do it for us today. I think we're done. This man going into the Zodiac. That's going to do it for Just a Slice. Does anybody, Alicia, what are your final thoughts, you know, final words of wisdom? Or if you just want to shout out HBCU Pets, what you got?
Yeah, so I do have a shout out for HBCU Pets. I am starting Thursday sale tomorrow, up to 50% off. So it'll begin Friday tomorrow and then end on Mother's Day. So pick you up something for the dog mom, cat mom, rabbit mom in your life.
We expanded to rabbits.
Yeah, yes. I've actually sold the rabbits. I'm still waiting on the pictures, but rabbits got some HBCU Pets t-shirts out there somewhere. If you're listening, please post them and tag me.
I definitely want to see that. Because I ain't seen a rabbit in a hoodie. I want to see that.
Listen, so cute, right?
DJ.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
Man, final thoughts from me is just that, you know, lesson learned. Again, experience is the most expensive teacher that you can have. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful to have someone like yourself in my corner to check me, bro. Like, and I'm cool with saying that. Hey, nah, we ain't doing that. You got to have some people around you that are not your yes men or your yes ladies or what have you. And I'm really just blessed, man, to be in a position to have good people around me, both of you, Doc included, and, you know, the support I have in my house. Man, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. So in terms of collaboration, I would just hope that people would really appreciate it, vet it, but appreciate it. It does need vetting, because every collaboration is not going to work out well for you. And you need to be prepared for the consequences on the other side.
Most definitely. I will just finish this conversation by saying every collab ain't kosher. That's going to do it for us here at the Brethren Podcast, Just a Slice. Go to HBCUPets.com, get you some, because it is on sale right now. Get your rabbit or your goat. We expanding the goats. Get your kid HBCU Pets hoodie. Follow us on all our social media at Bread to Pod. That's spelled like bread, BREADREN, because we always talking about bread and we always getting bread. Shout out to Doc, wherever he is. Y'all catch us on the next episode. We love you. We thank you for listening. Peace.